It's Marketplace Tech Report from American Public Media for Tuesday, October 19th, 2010. I'm John Moe. Your Facebook data might be getting sent all over the place, according to a Wall Street Journal expose that's received a lot of attention. But Facebook or no, you are being tracked whenever you go online. The most common way is the cookie, a little bit of code placed on your computer by sites you visit so they can recognize you when you come back. Used to be that if you wanted to delete these cookies, it was easy. But new strains of cookie are impossible to shake. Glenn Fleischman recently wrote about what's called the EverCookie in The Economist.
The EverCookie is both a program and a set of ideas. If you've ever looked at the preferences in your web browser, you can find a place where all the cookies have been stored. You can delete them. You can block them. You can go into a private browsing mode in which cookies aren't stored. The EverCookie goes a step way beyond that, where instead of using just this standard browser cookie, it also stows cookie-like information all over your browser in places where that wasn't intended and where the privacy controls basically don't yet exist to let you control how people are stashing information about you in your own browser. It has the effect of putting a sticker on you, you know, putting a GPS tracker on you wherever you go on the web, and you keep pulling the GPS tracker out, hitting it with a hammer, smashing it to bits, and the next thing you know, there's another one. Now it's attached to your leg, you know, and you take that one off and it's attached to your wrist. It's creepy because the intent is to do something you don't know about.
EverCookie was created by Sami Kamkar. He says he made EverCookie to draw attention to how powerful cookies have become. We reached him by cell phone.
You may go to a website, and let's say it has some sort of advertising agency that they work with, and they're storing this information in different places on your computer, but you have no idea. You don't know where it does it. I could write a blog and say, well, they probably store it here, here, and here, but it's much easier to actually have a way to test it. So if you go to the EverCookie website, it actually has a test where you can run and say, okay, I want to test the EverCookie and set a very simple cookie on my computer. You can then attempt to delete it, and then you can actually test whether you're susceptible or not to this type of thing.
So is it possible to escape these cookies that can't be killed? Well, says Glenn Fleischman,
I highly recommend the fetal position with the thumb firmly stuck between the teeth. But, you know, the cookie wasn't initially necessarily malicious. It could be turned to good or evil. This stuff is much more malicious. This stuff is harder to defend against, and it's a jujitsu. It's relying on parts of the internet you need to access the internet, to access the web, to use those against you. What you could evolve to is a situation in which many, many people decide to use these private browsing modes in which all cookies, server-side databases, files, cached images, anything a web server sends you is deleted the instant you finish a session. That may become a more common method of using the internet.
Sami Kamkar recommends the Safari browser in private browsing mode. You won't get any cookies that might have helped you before, but you won't get any of these unkillable ones either. He says these days you simply can't have one without the other. Other stories we're following at MarketplaceTech.org. If you watch Netflix movies through your Wii, you no longer need a disc. You can download an app and access Netflix from the main screen. In my house, that means that my kids' path to Hannah Montana reruns just got easier. And Microsoft announced 17 new titles for its Kinect motion-sensing video game system. Kinect doesn't use an actual controller, it senses movements. Lots of the games involve dancing and working out, but not sitting. A popular way to enjoy video games. Sitting won't be available on games when Kinect launches next month. Gene Simmons of the band Kiss might seem scary. Demon makeup, breathing fire, reality show, all terrifying. But he has just been virtually beaten up by a bunch of nerds. Simmons had bragged about suing people who downloaded his music, and hackers on a message board then banded together to slow down his website to get revenge. Well, that made Gene mad, so he escalated matters. Said he was bringing in the FBI, would have the hackers arrested, post their names and photos on the internet. Well, soon thereafter, GeneSimmons.com got nuked, torpedoed to bits by hackers. Sometimes all the tough talk and loud amps in the world are no match for the keyboard and the mouse, Gene. You can find us on Twitter. We're at Marketplace Tech. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
Marketplace Tech Report is supported by Gather.com, the social network where people can make new friends who share their interests. You can meet people talking about today's news at news.gather.com.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.